Today's daf is daf called Bar. Now, no more interruption. We are holding in the middle of a sugya in which we have a machlokes Rava with Rava about how to understand the machlokes in the Mishnah between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, which refers to a case that appears to be the issue of neder shutar mitzvah utar kulo. Namely, a man sees a bunch of people eating his figs. He shouts at them and answers them by an on. It turns out that his father or his brother was there. And now, of course, he said, well, I never meant to answer my father. And there we say that Alibet of Beit Shammai, only the father is mutter, but everybody else remains asur. Now, on the surface, this appears to be a machlokas about whether we hold neder shutar mitzvato hutar kulo. Comes along Rabbah and says, just to make it clear, everybody agrees, if when you're questioned as to what you would have said had you known your father is there, henceforth to be known as his virtual language, if his virtual language would have remained the same, he just would have thrown in the words, but of course not Abba. So if initially he said, you're all us, sir, and what he says, but I would have said, except Abba, then there's no change. And even Beit Hillel would have agreed, everybody remains us, sir. Because that's not the case in Neder Shutar Mitzvah Utar Kulo. The only machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is talking about a case where there actually wouldn't only have been a change in intent, there would have been a fundamental change in language. Over there, Beit Shammai says, I don't care. Let the fundamental change in language be there. It's still Neder Shutar Mitzvah Utar Kulo. I don't believe in that. Whoever is mutter, the original matter stands, even though your virtual language was completely different.
Wait, but Rabbi Akiva,
That's Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel says, no, neder shutar mitzvah utar kulo. That's like Rabbi Akiva.
Same language?
No, only if it's a different language.
Only if it's a different language.
Right.
Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if you just...
That's how Rabbi understands it. That even Rabbi Akiva would have agreed if there's no fundamental change in language, only in intent, but your virtual language equals your original language in essence, that's not called neder shutar mitzvah utar kulo, because there's no dependency of one part in the other part. Fine. This is, again, Rava. Rava says, no, there is no question. Everybody agrees, neder shutar mitzvato hutar kulo. The only question is that there needs to be a change between the virtual language and the original language. That is the question. If you add the word chutz mi'aba in your virtues, I would have said chutz mi'aba, is that a change or not? If you hold Alibet of Rebbe Meir, as Beit Shammai does, then that's not considered to be a change, because Rebbe Meir says we always look at the opening statement. The opening statement, the only statement in reality, was kulchem. In your virtual response, I would have said kulchem, I just would have thrown in the word chutz mi'aba. You're still saying kulchem. Therefore, says Beit Shammai, there's no change at all. There's no change at all. Then this is not a case of neder shutar mitzvah utar kulo. But if there's any change, and this would be Rabbi Yossi Shita, what do you mean? Throwing in the words, except for Abba, that's not a change? I mean, we always look at the full content of what you said, not only in the opening. That's also a change. But had you said, I would have fundamentally changed my approach. Instead of saying everybody except Abba, he says, I would have said you and you and you. Oh, for sure. In that case, neder shutar mitzvah utar kulo, aliba kuleyam. Comes along today, Eis Ve'Rav Papa, in the middle of Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph, right smack bang in the middle, Eis Ve'Rav Papa L'Rava. How can you, Rava, claim that Aliva, the Beit Shammai, we would still say, the halacha is, that neder shutar mitzvato hutar kulo, if in fact you change your language. And nobody would argue on Rabbi Akiva in this case. I want to show you that shita is only Alibet of Rabbi Akiva, and that actually Beit Shammai would argue. Now let me prove it to you. Let us continue on the Mishnah that describes the shita of Rabbi Akiva specifically. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva, says the Mishnah. How would Rabbi Akiva have expressed his big chiddush that neder shutar mitzvato hutar kulo? Let me give you three examples. Example number one. A guy says, Konim she'ini nen elokuchem. Hutar echad mi'am hutar kulam. That's the case of our Mishnah. Guy says, all of you are Asur. Turns out one of them he didn't mean. Then all of them become Mutter. Okay, now I understand that we could learn that that's talking about where he said Chutz Mi'aba, and then that would be a valid Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, in which case it would only be Rabbi Akiva. Or it could be talking about the way Rabba learns it, where he says, no, I meant I would have changed my entire language and I would have said Chutz Mizu, Chutz Mizu. Okay, that's not a problem to either of you. Both of you can understand that opening case in a way that makes it true, only I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, it would be very different ways. But I'm not asking for this case. I want to continue on to the next case. The next case is where you said, She'eni ne'ene lezeh velezeh velezeh. In that case, hutar harishon hutru kula. Now, we now understand at this point in our discussion that the word rishon is meaningless. Hutar harishon means if one of them is mutter, then they are all mutter. Okay. There, too, I understand how it is that Rava is going to explain it. Because Rava will say, the first case is an example of the virtual language changing from what you actually said, kuchem, into, I would have said chutz vizu, I mean, I would have said adzu, vizu, vizu. Okay, that's a complete change, and it's there that Rabbi Akiva holds, and it's there that Beit Shammai argues, according to Rabbah, and he says, I don't believe Nereshutum Excessu Utakula. Second case is talking about basically the same idea. Initially I said, Lezev, 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 and I said, gosh, if I had known that Abba was there, I would never have done that, because a listener might have thought that when I was saying Lezev, 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 I was ultimately going to include Abba. And I certainly did not mean to. So therefore, had I known, I would have said, Lekuchem chutz mi'aba, which is also a total change in language, but it's a change in the opposite direction. So it's a change from prat lechlal, where I might have thought that klal subsumes the original. Kamash malan, says Rabbah, two examples of drastic shinuyim between the actual language and the language that would have been said had I known. So those are the first two cases. I don't quite understand, however, how you would understand that case. And I'll tell you why. Because you cannot learn that this second case is merely an extension of the first case. Because according to you, we're not talking about changing your mind, are we?
Who is you?
Rava. Yes, you, Rava, who hold that there is no machlokas about whether Nereshutam Ekzasa Utakula. There's only a machlokas about whether, if you don't fundamentally change your language, that's called a Nereshutam Ekzasa, correct? So explain to me what the first two cases are. Case number one, I understand. Case number one is where a guy says, I said kuchem, and I would have said kuchem. I only would have said the word chutz mi'aba. Chiddush being, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita, arguing with Beit Shammai that even this is Nereshutam Ekzasa Utakula. Case number two, is where you did say Lezev, 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 and you're still saying Lezev, Lezev, Lezev. Can you tell me why I would have thought that that's any different than the case of Kuchem saying Chutz? I mean, it's even less of a Chiddush. You're saying I would have left it out. I would have added Chutz to a case of Lezev, Lezev, and I mean, it's even less meaningful. Right? Obviously, a change of Kuchem to say Kuchem Chutz is much more of a change than saying Lezev, 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 and then saying Chutz. So what could possibly be the Chiddush in the second case, according to you? Obviously, the second case does not mean to be an extension of the first case. It must open up a new sugya. Let us call it, according to you, the beginning of the Sefer. You see? According to Rabbah, I would have said, it's the end of the Reisha. The middle case is part of the Reisha. According to you, it's the beginning of the Sefer. And it's the discussion of cases where there were, in fact, great and drastic differences between your real language and the language you would have used, your virtual language. And it's coming to say that what? That even so, it's Rabbi Akiva and only Rabbi Akiva that says that such a thing would be a Nereshutam Ekzasa Utakula. Excuse me? You're the one who says that it's not only Aliva to Rabbi Akiva. You're the one who says that in cases of changing language, everybody agrees. Now, I don't care what you're going to do with this Mishnah. It ain't going to work, you understand? Certainly the third case, and the third case is an example of Hutara Acharon. Again, we don't understand the Acharon to be the last as opposed to the first, just a guy. If one of them is mutter, there's also a case where kulam remain asurim. Now that is impossible. In other words, the moment we get to such a case, we know that Rava's got a serious problem. Because Rava says there's never a case where, according to Rabbi Akiva, we could have a netter that all of them will remain asur except for one person. I don't care if there was a shinui in the language, the virtual language. There wasn't a shinui. Rabbi Akiva never holds that. And this Mishnah is claiming this is an example of Rabbi Akiva Shita. So the truth is, the moment that we saw that, we know Rava's got a problem. We don't ask from that because we want to ask a more subtle question. Rava has a problem with the middle case already, not only with the last case. Let's just, in other words, the Gemara loves to do this. Yes, we could have asked right away and said, look at that last case. But we make it much more interesting by forcing you to go through what this could possibly mean according to Rava. So the best that we've come up with is that the middle case is the beginning of a series of cases in the end, which is where there was a shinui, and that when it says lezev, 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 it's not talking about what he said, it's talking about what he would have said. Whereas in the first case it said what he did say, kuchem. That's because he didn't change his mind. He said, I still would have said kochem. The second case, which is talking about lezev, 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 cannot be referring to where he initially said lezev, 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 and continue saying lezev, 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 because then it's a meaningless statement. I could have left the case out completely. It's got to be talking about that I am reporting to you what he said he would have said. I would have said lezev, lezev, lezev. And nonetheless, it's only Rabbi Akiva who holds that as the Mitzvah of the Kulay. That's not true according to you. Okay? So this is a more subtle question. Obviously, we could have run right up to the end and said, I got a better question. But, as you're going to see, we're going to use that end as a key to answering the whole thing. And we don't want to expose that. We want to keep the drama going. All right? So let's see this inside now. So now, Bishlema says Rav Papa, I can understand this according to Rava perfectly. Everything makes perfectly good sense. Mukin la Resha, the Yomel Azev Lazet. Okay, the Resha is talking about where there was a drastic change in both cases. The Seifa, meaning the very last case, is talking about where he said initially Lukuchem, and it keeps Lukuchem, except he says Chutz Mi'Aba. So according to Rava, even Rabbi Akiva is moida in that case, that everybody is also except the guy that we're matered for. Because that is not a case of Neder Shutam Tzosar Hutekulo, because there was no change in language between the opening statement and the virtual language that you claim now you would have used. But I'd like to understand how you're learning it. Elalididach. Bishleima Reish, and I remember the word Reish has been used differently than it was before. Because according to you, I'm taking for granted that you're intelligent enough to understand that the Reisha is only the first case, because that's the case in which he is now Ma'avid Dvarav. The second case, obviously, is a case in which he changed Dvarav, otherwise would be no Kiddush, therefore must be the opening of a new clause, okay? So Bishleima Reisha, okay, the Reisha is talking about where he said Kulchem, and he continues to say Kulchem, and over there, that's called Ma'amid Dvarav. He's maintaining his language. He's just changing it to read Chutz. According to you, you're saying, nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva holds Neder Shudra Mitzvah with the Kulay, because that too is considered to be a meaningful change, adding the words Chutz. Because we're going like Rabbi Yossi. But, Ella, the Seifa in this case, meaning the middle case, because according to you, that's the opening of the Seifa, right? According to Rava, that was the second case of the Reisha. But according to you, Rava, that is the opening of the Seifa. Okay, so now the Seifa, you see how sophisticated this is. We're insisting that the listener is intelligent. Otherwise, if you read this, you say, what? It's insane. Right, so the Gemara is taking a very intelligent listener for granted. Okay. So the Seifa now, And I'm furthermore taking for granted that obviously the Seifa, meaning the Mitziata, the middle case, is referring to a case where we are not reporting his actual language, we're reporting the change in his language from the initial case where he said Kuchem, he is now saying, I would have said Zozev, Lezev, Lezev, right? Explain that. He says Lezev, Lezev, Lezev. And now you're saying, and that's only Rabbi Akiva. That's not only Rabbi Akiva, sir. According to you, that's everybody. So am I pleading Rabbanan Alei? Ha ha ha, go explain that. Didn't you just say that Divrei HaKol Mutar in a case where you're going to change your language? I'd like to explain that away. Says Rava, I don't have to explain it away because you don't know how to read. How could that be the case, for heaven's sakes? And tell me something. The Rava, you're saying it makes good sense according to Rava, huh? It makes no sense at all. Because Rabbi Akiva, what, Minecha? It does work out? What did you say the case was? That he said the Kuchem, and now he's changing his mind. If he said the Kuchem, can you tell me who exactly the Rishon is and who exactly the Akron is? What Rishon, what Akron? The language was a general language. If he was saying Lezev, 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 then you can tell me there's a Rishon and Akron. If a guy says a Kuchem, where is there a Rishon and where is there an Akron, for God's sake? How could we use the language Rishon and Akron to talk about a guy, huh? You're saying that's the difference in the case. One case we say Kuchem, one case... That has nothing to do with Rishon and Akron. Of course, this is classic Rava. Rava always says, will you please read and don't change things because it's convenient. Remember, he always does that. He always says, there's one minor problem with your argument. It doesn't say that minor problem. This is exactly what he's saying over here. You're reading the words Rishon and Akron to mean a guy. That is one of the stupidest things I ever heard. How could Rishon and Akron be a guy? Obviously, it's talking about that there's a difference between the first person and the last person, which is an impossibility if what we're talking about is Neder Shutta B'Ksasa Huta Kulai. What difference does it make who came first and who came last? Therefore, there's only one possible solution, gentlemen, that the closing case is not an example of Rabbi Akiva. It's a whole different idea, namely a chain Neder. If you make a chain Neder, then wherever you break the chain, that's when the Neder stops. So let's say you say, I asked George, and now I make Joe the same as George. Right? I make Reuven the same as Joe. Shimon the same as Reuven. The moment you break the chain, the last people are out of it. But these are not all one Neder. This is a separate Neder, and each person is being linked b'hatfasa to another Neder. So obviously, when you break the chain, you break the chain. Therefore, says the Mishnah, if the last guy is Uter, you never broke the chain. If the first guy is Uter, then nobody is Usher. If the middle guy would be Mutter, it would be from the middle guy on. That's the only way to understand it. Otherwise, you're right. It makes no sense at all. But not only according to me. Don't look at me. I'm not the problem. The Mishnah's the problem. It doesn't work out any better according to Rabbi than it does to me. Therefore, I say, the Rabbi or Rabbi Akiva, Minech, what? This makes sense? Seifa b'may mukim la de'omer l'kuchem. So explain to me, ha'ideinu rishon, ha'ideinu acharon. Where is Mr. Rishon and where is Mr. Acharon? I'll tell you, the point over here is, the Reisha, what I call the Reisha, that opening case, is talking about the kuchem, and then he says the kuchem, chutz mi'aba. The Seifa is talking about the last two cases, a whole different case, where he made a chain of nedarim, and he hung one netter on the previous netter. Kagon shetal am ze beze. V'amar, ploni kiploni, uploni kiploni. Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you. Because you see the Braita very conveniently talks about what happens if you break the chain in the middle. Now the way you were learning it, there ain't no chain. There is no middle. There was just a guy. Look in the Braita, you'll see how right I am. Tanya, hutara emtsa'i, which according to you is a meaningless word. There is no emtsa'i. So Hutara Emtsei, Hemen of Lamata Mutarim, from the Emtsei down is Mutar, from the Emtsei up is Asr. Now can you explain those words? So you see you don't know how to read? Now it's very clearly like me, and get off my case. Okay, so this clearly has nothing to do with Rabbah and Rabbah, these last two cases. only the opening case, and each one will learn it exactly the way that they learn the Mishnah. There's no problem at all. Eitvei Rav Ada bar Ahava l'Rava. I got another problem for you. Konim batzal sha'anitoim. I have to get off of eating onions because I'm told that onions are bad for the heart. Amrulo v'alo akufri yafel alev. Now, not onions are bad for the heart. An onion kufri happens to be very good for the heart. So how could you say you're off of onions? So over there, the halacha is he's hutter b'kufri. He's allowed to eat kufri onions. And by the way, lo b'kufri b'ovad utar l'b'chol b'tzeli. Since this is a case of neder shutar miksato utar kulo, he would be mutter on all of onions. And there was even a maaseh haya v'hitiro Rabbi Meir b'chol b'tzeli. Rabbi Meir. But I thought Rava made the whole argument of Beit Shammai dependent on Rabbi Meir, that if you say chutz mikufri, that's not considered to be a change in language. I would assume, I mean, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi and Beit Shammai follow the same shita, and that if it isn't a change in language, it's not considered to be neder shutar miksato utar kulo, in which case, how did Rabbi Meir possibly matir all of the bitzalim? Now, the truth is, of course, that this is exactly the same question on Rabba as it is on Rava. Because according to Rabba, in a case where we're talking about, I wouldn't have said kufrim, I would have just said kuchat chutz, said everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva, agrees that in that case, it's not called neder shutar miksato utar kulo. The only reason that we're focusing now on Rava with this question is because Rava is the one who actually mentioned Rabbi Meir, made Rabbi Meir the equivalent of Beit Shammai, and now Rabbi Meir himself is throwing it in Rava's face. Mm. It's not that it works any better, I'll leave it to Rava, right? But boy, it sure sounds terrible, I'll leave it to Rava. The truth is, of course, Rava has an easy out. He could say, yeah, Beit Shammai holds of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with Beit Shammai. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds that you don't need a shinui. You only don't need any shinui in language. You just need a shinui of intent, and it's a neder shutar miksato utar kulo. I mean, this is all based on the assumption, and if you're telling me that the shita of Beit Shammai is linked to Rabbi Meir, the link probably works in both directions, which is lav dafka. Nonetheless, it's a very good way to ask a question because it forces us to contemplate those issues. And it sounds so good as a question on Rava, who built his whole theory around Rabbi Meir. It's just a very, very nice way of asking the question. Obviously, there are alternatives. Okay. So I assume that my lav, Diyama ilu hayiti yodea shakufri yafel alev, I mean, I'm assuming that the guy, if he would have said, wow, kufri is good, I never would have answered all onions. I would have said all onions except for kufri, of course. Hayiti omer kala bitzalim asurin kufri mutar. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a shinoi, and we should not say it's neder shutar miksato utar kulo. To which Rava responds, who says? Maybe, the guy says, you know what? Vos vesich von onions. I mean, God only knows how many types of onions might be good for the heart, you know? So what I'm going to do is I would have, had I known that they're different onions, I would have found out which onions are bad, and I would have had their Latin names handy, and I would have said, okay, this onionus is Osir, and that onionus is Osir, but this onionus is Mutter. So I would have listed those Evel is Ek. I'm not sure anymore. So it's talking about that Ilu Hayiti Yodea Shakufri Yafelalev, I would have said, Batzal Ploni Uploni Asurim, V'Kufri Mutter. And therefore, this is would work out just fine. In which case, Rabbi Meir now would be perfectly, perfectly in his place, because over here, it would work out according to anybody. Rabbi Meir would work out a libet Rabbi Akiva and a libet Rabbanan in this case, because what he's saying is that there would be a true change in language. So whether you hold like Beit Shammai or hold like Beit Hillel makes no difference. Eitvei Ravina l'Rava. We have yet another question. Rabbi Natan Omer, Yesh Neder Shemiksato Mutar Muksato Asur. There's such a thing as a Neder which is half Mutar. Ketzad. Nadar Min HaKalkala. somebody has now a whole beautiful basket now of Te'inim, and he answers it, and it turns out that it has in it Benot Shoach. Now, Benot Shoach is a problem, because Benot Shoach are usually used as the type of Te'inim that are lousy. Okay, over here they are good. There is a confusion in language, which occurs in a number of cases, where Benot Sheva, which is a good Te'ina, is confused with the Benot Shoach. This may be a case which should say Benot Sheva, which is what Rashi says, that Benot the Mefarish says, that Benot Shoach means Benot Sheva. However, the Gra has a very different sheet than this. There are many who actually change places from Benot Sheva to Benot Sheva, being Meshubachot. It occurs in many, many places. Okay, all of this ties back to the original sin, obviously, you understand that, right? It's clear. The whole fig issue. Go figure. So now, but that's for sure, though. That's not just fun. Yeah.
Figure.
No, but that's because it's das, obviously. It's das, because it's ta'ina. So Sheva ends up being a solution. Right? It's only because it's premature to eat a fig that we call it a fag in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's you should have waited. Yeah. Okay, so now he says, "Ilu hayiti yodea, had I known that there were benot shoach or benot sheva bitocha, I never would have answered that kalkala. Lo hayiti yodea." So in that case, the kalkala is asur, and the benot shoach themselves are mutar. That's what Rabbi Nosson said. And then came along Rabbi Akiva, ad shabar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid. Neder shutar miktzato hutar kulo. Now, what's the case over there? My love, do amar ilu hayiti yodea shebenot shoach betocha hayiti omer. Well, now wait a minute. Teinim shcharot and lebanot they're asurot, and the benot shoach are mutarot. And we're saying that that's the reason why there's a machlokas. So Rabbi Akiva, it's going. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, and the rabbanon in this case would have argued. That's Rabbi Nasa, before Rabbi Akiva came along, and he would have said that even such a change in language is considered to be, nonetheless, not a neder shuta miktzato huta kula. That's what it sounds like. The problem is that according to you, of course, there's no such machlokas. So how could Rabbi Nasa have possibly argued, and we're saying this is only true aliba to Rabbi Akiva, according to what you're saying, any time that you change the lashon of your neder, there's nobody who would disagree. The neder shuta miktzasai huta kulai. Says Rava, no, that is not the case. Actually, it's talking about ba'omer hilo hayiti yodea shebenot shoach betocha hayiti omer kol hakalkala asura benot shoach mutarot. It's talking about over here that he says it in the same lashon, that I would have asked all kalkala, and I would have just excluded benot shoach, which according to me, this is precisely the case that if you hold like Rabbi Meir or like Beit Shammai, if Tos Lashon Rishon, that in Achinam, there would be a machlokas, which is why we're saying that indeed it's only Rabbi Akiva who would hold in this case the Neder Shuta Miktzasai Utakula. So if man Tana Loha de Tana Rabbana, who would be now the author of the following, if you hold like Rabbi, hold like Rava? Listen to what it says. Person makes a neder mechamisha b'nei adam ke'echad. Hutar le'echad miyam hutra kulam. Chutz me'echad miyam hu mutar ve'in asuri. How exactly do we understand this braita according to the two shitot that we've just had? Person makes a neder from five people. If he makes it ke'echad, if one of them is mutar, then they're all mutar. If he says chutz le'echad, so then all of the others remain us. How do we understand it? Well, we understand it as follows. Ilu Rabba, according to Rabba, obviously the Reisha could only work out a Liba to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabba, it's only Rabbi Akiva who ever holds that Neder Shuter Miktzasa Huter Kula, correct? However, the Seifa, he holds even Rabbi Akiva is Meida, that there is a case where if there's no fundamental change in language, that we don't say never shuta mitzvah uta kula. So then this would be perfectly consistent with Rabbi Akiva throughout, and in fact everybody would agree with that closing case. According to Rava, there is no case, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, ever, in which a neder shuto mitzvah would still remain aser. Therefore, the opening case over here, the sefer rather, in which it's giving us a case, is where there is a neder, and the heina suri has got to only be going a libet rabbanim. And the resha, where it says neder shuto mitzvah shuto kula, would be going according to everybody, because if you change the language from kulchem into something else, so then according to Rava, even Beit Shammai's motor, that neder shuto mitzvah shuto kula, he just told of Rabbi Meir, and you need to have an actual change in the language. So now it works out perfectly well, according to everybody, just differently. Eisei Rabbi Rava, Ketzan Amar Rabbi Akiva, neder shuto mitzvah shuto kula. Konim sheninene lekuche, utar achad mihem utru kulam. Sheninene lezeh velezeh, utar rishon utru kulam, utar achron achron utru kulam esun. So Bishlei Melo Rabba Mukim Lo Lareish Dover Lezev Lezev and changes it the Sefer the Yom Lo Kuchem and changes from Lezev Lezev. Elo the Didak Bishlei Melo Reish meaning the very first case Mukim Lo Yom Lo Kuchem, but the Sefer meaning the middle case it would have to be that he says I'm now changing Kuchem to Lezev Lezev. So you're saying that's Rabbi Akiva. Why is it Rabbi Akiva? My Pligir Rabbanu Nole V'Amr Divrei Hakol Mutar. Omele Rava and what? According to Rava, would make sense. The Rabbi Akiva minecha sefer b'may mukim l'adom l'kuchem. So can you explain to me which is called Mr. Rishon and which is called Mr. Acharon? Hi, Deinu Rishon, hi, Deinu Acharon. El reisha d'yom l'kuchem. Sefer, both cases of the sefer. Kedon shetal anze b'ze. V'yomar ploni ki ploni u ploni ki ploni. And I'll prove it to you. They can have it from the bright at the Tanya. Hutara emtsa'i, emenu melamata butorni, emenu melamala asur. So obviously, it's referring to a chain netter. Eitve ravata baravala rav. Kunim batzal shanitoim. Sha batzal ralale. Omrulo, what? But kufri batzal is very good for the heart. Yafalale. Hutar bakufri, veloba kufri bovad utar bakhola bitzali. Maasa yavi tiro rabbi meir bakhola bitzali. So my love. Diyomar ilo aiti odeasha kufri yafalale. Hayiti omer kolabitzolim asurim, but I would have added kufri mutar. So then how could Rabbi Meir say that? I thought Rabbi Meir holds according to you that that's not called a change in language. Lo, ba'omer ilu hayiti yodea shakufri yafel olein. Hayiti omer batzal ploni u ploni asurim. The kufri mutar. Therefore, Rabbi Meir is al libet Rabbi Akiva al libet Rabban. Eitve Rabbi Nol Rav. Rabbi Natan omer yesh nedesh mitzato mutar mutzato asur. Ketzad. Nadam in Akalkala. It turns out that Ayuba benot Sheva, v'omer ilo hayiti yodea shebenot Shuach or benot Sheva betucha lo hayiti noder Akalkala asura and the benot Shuach are butarot. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limei neder shutar mitzatu utar kulo. So my love, v'omer ilo hayiti yodea shebenot Sheva betucha hayiti yom natenim shekorot levanot asurot benot Shuach mutarot. And it's Rabbi Akiva pligir abonin. Lo, ba'omra ilu ha'iti yodea. Shubnot shoach betocha, iti omra kolakakala asura, ubnot shoach mutaro. Now, man tana odetan rabonin, nadar mihamisha b'nei adam ke'achad, utar le'achad mihem utro kulam, chutz me'achad mihem humutar ve'n asurim. How do you explain it? According to Rabba, there's no problem, because the resh could be Rabbi Akiva's, even Rabbi Akiva's made it. That we would say only in certain cases, the Sefer Divrei Hakol. According to Rava, the Sefer can't possibly be Rabbi Akiva. It can only be the Rabbanan, because there's never a case where Bhu Mutar Ve Nesuri. The Reish is Divrei Hakol, because even the Rabbanan are made that Nereshutu Mitzasai, Hutar Kulo, as long as there's some change in Lashon.